So let us know what you're thinking about, what's crossing your mind now that the summer is in full flow. And of course, when summer is in full flow, we're on the countdown to the 11th night, and it's rarely free of controversy. In the headlines for three different reasons over the weekend, a leisure centre in East Belfast closed after its entrance was barricaded by men who were behaving in a threatening way to staff. Now, this is a leisure centre where they have an 11th night bonfire actually within the grounds of the leisure centre. And it's a loyalist bonfire. It's been built in the leisure centre's car park. We've also pictures, obviously, over the weekend. You've seen them in the news of masked men. These men masked because they needed to protect their identity. These are legitimate employers who have been hired by the PSNI to remove tyres to, I suppose, secure the health and well-being of the residents of the east of the city. And then, of course, across in Portadown, we have a letter being issued to some elderly people, to some people who would be vulnerable, people who would be living in those flats in the Kirkcairn area and off Portadown. And it's a letter that makes interesting reading. It says, "Dear tenant," this is from the Housing Association, "we are writing to advise you that although the bonfire adjacent to your property is located on council property, the council have written to us to advise that the construction of the bonfire has not been organised and is not being managed by the council, and the activity has been undertaken without the permission, authority or consent of the council." That's quite a long letter, but then this is the bit towards the end. These are people who are trying to enjoy the fruits of their labour, the living in their own home. It says, "We strongly recommend that you accept the offer of temporary accommodation at Armagh City Youth Hostel, 45 Abbey Street, Armagh. Rooms are available on the 10th of July from 4:30 p.m. and checkout is at 10:30 on the 11th of before 10:30 on the 11th of July." I'm slightly surprised. I must look into that in more detail. Why would you be coming out before you light the fire? I'm not sure about that line, if that's correct there. But the point is, they are offering accommodation to the residents who will be moving away from their homes because a bonfire is threatening their building and they're not safe. So how much of a known goal really is all of this from those who have advocated on this programme many times that bonfires are to be understood, bonfires are to be embraced, bonfires are to be accepted, and bonfires are part of the culture of this country, certainly the culture of the Protestant Unionist Loyalist population. I want to speak to one of our public representatives, Seamus DeFeta from the SDLP. Seamus, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Frank.
Seamus, what do you make, first of all, of your area, East Belfast and Avonale and tyres at London Street and all of that?
Well, I think, first of all, Frank, it's very depressing. We have another summer where these issues continue to dominate the headlines because of the behaviour of a very small minority of people who are intent on either causing trouble or resisting any attempt to make sure that they stay within the law. And I think in the context of our kind of wider political climate at the moment, that's very depressing. There are a lot of very serious issues that we should be spending our time focusing on. But instead, we are having to deal with, as I said, the behaviour of a small minority of people who are intent on creating trouble and placing themselves above the law.
What can be done to get the message across to this minority of people? Because it needs to be emphasised, it is a minority of people. The majority of those who will be embracing or enjoying a bonfire, the majority of those people will be organising their event properly. They'll be thinking about their own community. They'll be embracing the culture that they richly believe in. And most people in the area will generally have a good time. How do you get the message across to the other ones?
Well, I think it starts with a very clear political unanimity on this issue. And I've been glad to see both DUP MPs in East Belfast and South Belfast come out and make it clear that they're opposed to the criminality. I made it very clear that I was glad to see Emma Pengelly come out and condemn the fact that tires have been placed on bonfires in South Belfast. We know the severe health implication of burning tires and burning rubber and what that means for local people, in particular for young people whose lungs are still developing. That is a severe public health concern and should rightly be condemned. But all of this does start from having all political leaders in the same position of saying that criminality is wrong, that thuggish behaviour is wrong, that a threat to public health is wrong, and that we offer our support to council and the PSNI and any other agencies that are doing what they can to tackle these issues.
And should there be a bonfire on the council property that is the car park at Avonay Leisure Centre?
I have deep concerns about that. You know, largely from the point of view of safety of council facilities and our staff and our service users, and also in terms of the cost of cleanup. And it's clear that this year there is now an issue about our access to council-owned property and facilities. But as I said, a small number of people have made it intent that they wish to control the area or location around the bonfire and prevent anybody from coming in and doing their job or accessing the services that they pay rates for.
And I know it's not your area, but we've had examples of it in Belfast the last couple of years, people having to move out of their houses and their houses being boarded up. And now we have a letter in Portadown from the Housing Association advising some elderly and infirm people that they'd need to go to a youth hostel to be away from the burning of the bonfire, which is very close to their flats. It's a towering bonfire, exceptionally close to the flats. What's your reaction to the idea that people have to up sticks and go because someone wants to burn pallets?
Well, let's put this in context. Reanalysis being discussed this morning, which suggests that the Northern Ireland Housing Executive has a £140 million shortfall when it comes to both new builds and repairs. Why is it acceptable that in that context someone's home should be put under threat and put in a position where it could be damaged, whether that is repairable or irreparable, but that financial burden is placed on him or on the housing executive or housing association because of a bonfire. I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think it's reasonable, and I don't think the majority of people think it's acceptable or reasonable that anybody should be put in that position. And it gives, I think, a clear indication that there is a need for a regulation as to where a bonfire can be in terms of the proximity from a property in a person's home or a business. We have some very good examples in other parts of the city where bonfires are well regulated, well maintained. They are bought into the bonfire management scheme in Belfast City Council. It has become a source of pride for local communities that they are able to create a family-friendly atmosphere and environment that doesn't involve any of the problematic issues that we have in other places in the city around bonfires being too close to property or businesses or involved in sectarian burning of effigies or anything else like that or antisocial behaviour. You know, those efforts should be rightly recognised in comparison to those who set out to put themselves above the law.
Seamus DeFita of the SDLP, thank you. Do you agree with what he's saying? Do let us know. 02890 333 105. So texts and emails coming in on the back of Seamus DeFita speaking to us earlier about the bonfires, particularly in East Belfast. You're also remarking on that bonfire in Portadown as well. Let me speak to one of the loyalist representatives, writer Jamie Bryson. Jamie, good morning.
Hiya, hi Frank.
Jamie, what can be done to get the message across to the bonfire builders in East Belfast that they're going to have to play to tighter rules than they're playing to at the moment?
But what doesn't need to be done is sending in masked mercenaries aided by the PSNI in such a confrontational and aggressive approach, especially in circumstances whereby there was already voluntary agreement with the young bonfire builders that tires could be lifted. And actually the young lads had said if the council van had come around, they would have helped them put the tires on and let them take it away. So there was no need for yesterday's extremely aggressive and provocative action, which ultimately I think was actually designed to try and draw loyalism into a confrontation with the PSNI. And thankfully, loyalism didn't fall into that trap and instead worked with the PSNI to try and defuse what was an incredibly tense, and still is an incredibly tense situation in that particular community.
Do you really think that? Because you have the police, they've got to get rid of the tyres. The chances of, you know, a bunch of young lads from East Belfast being able to properly dispose of hundreds of tyres is highly unlikely. But let me finish the point, Jamie. So the police decide that the tyres have to be removed. The councillor insisting on them being removed. The police cannot send in guys who are going to remove the tyres without masking them. They've got to be masked, or the chances are their own homes would be targeted as a result of it. So common sense suggests you go in with a low loader, you take the stuff away, no harm's done to anyone, and there's a clean bonfire now as opposed to a polluted one. I can't think of a better way to do this.
Well, can you not? Can you not? You're genuinely telling me that you think masked men being sent into a community with a large amount of PSNI is the best way to do things. There could have been absolute chaos there yesterday, and if not for the fact that a number of loyalists were on the scene, were on the ground, working with PSNI, and go and ask the police, and I think the police will confirm this, loyalists worked incredibly hard to defuse what was a tense situation which could have very easily got out of hand. And look, there's nobody more critical of the PSNI. I'm no friend of the PSNI, but to be fair to them, I do not believe that they want to be stuck in this situation. I don't believe that this is the police want to end up here. They are being used as tools of what is essentially a nationalist-dominated Belfast City Council. They are being left in a situation where they're having to go in on the front line of this, put their officers on the front line, while a bonfire is tipped over within a unionist community with the potential then for disorder flowing from that. Thankfully, that didn't happen, and loyalists worked to defuse that. But you have that situation, and what I ultimately think what the objective here is of nationalist council is not to draw loyalists into a confrontation with the PSNI into disorder so as they can then further criminalise and dehumanise that community. That's what we're working to avoid, but I think Belfast City Council really need to step back and think about what they're doing here and for whose agenda they're actually working.
So what was the disposal process that these young loyalists were going to follow to get rid of the tyres?
Well, it was already voluntarily agreed on Thursday evening, if the council had a command with their own van, that the tyres could have been, they were sitting, they could have been loaded on and taken away with no issue. No issue. The young bonfire builders had agreed to that. Nobody is arguing for tyres and bonfires. That's not the position of the East Belfast Cultural Collective. Nobody is saying that that's a good thing. Nobody is standing over the burning of tyres. But it's all well and good, people taking to social media on Twitter, pontificating and what should happen and shouldn't happen. It's a lot more difficult whenever you're trying to work with the hardest of each young people, people who have been disenfranchised, people who are essentially left behind, and this is all they have in their lives. They have no diversionary activities, they have no good facilities within their community, and this is what they do every year. The notion that these young lads get up and decide, right, I want to burn these tyres because I want to harm my own community is nonsense. This is an act of defiance by these young people. It is not the best way to do things. It is not an ideal situation, but they need that to be explained to them. There needs to be education. There needs to be diversionary activities to encourage them of a better way of doing things. And sending in mass people is absolutely not the way to do it. And I think Belfast City Council really need to take a step back and think about what harm they're doing to these particular communities in loyalist areas.
Yeah, you mentioned diversionary activities. They have a fine venue for diversionary activity at Avonlea Leisure Centre, and yet all the staff there are intimidated out of their workplace by the very same people who build these bonfires.
Well, that's not true, and I'll give you the context of what happened yesterday. So a number of loyalists, we became aware at, I think, 6:45 in the morning that these masked men were coming in to take the bonfire. At that stage, a large crowd of young people, very angry, had gathered. Loyalists arrived on the scene. We tried to defuse that situation, but whilst that was ongoing, rumours then started to spread across social media that the police were moving in to knock down Aberdeen's bonfire, at which point a number of these angry young people jumped in cars and went to Aberdeen. Now, when they went to Aberdeen, what they done was they locked the gate. Now, was that the most appropriate way to deal with things? No, it absolutely was not. But these were angry young people who were frightened that there was going to be a return of the scenes a year before, when there was vast amount of police and masked men moved into the bonfire. So they went and they locked the gate. My information and what the young lads have told me is they did not threaten or intimidate anybody. Within a very short period of time, some of the older loyalists who were around at Ravenhill became aware of this, went round to Aberdeen. The gate was then opened. There was absolutely no issue. And I spoke to the representatives of that particular bonfire this morning, and they have asked me to make it very clear publicly that they want to see the community leisure centre open. There's absolutely no threats or intimidation towards anybody. Nobody should be or will be obstructed going into their leisure centre, and they want to see it open today. And I also think there's an onus on, you know, it was the SDLP that stirred all this up for political purposes around Aberdeen Leisure Centre, and I think they need to put their evidence on the table of who exactly was threatened or intimidated. It's accepted the gate was closed. It's accepted that that wasn't the ideal response from the young people, but it was also rectified very, very quickly. It's been made very clear now there are no threats or intimidation against anybody. So anybody that's saying that people are being threatened or intimidated, they need to put their money where their mouth is and come forward and tell us exactly who is doing this threatening and intimidation, because the bonfire builders are very clear. There's no threats and there's no intimidation, but want to see their community leisure centre open.
But really, Jamie, what you're suggesting is that people who are prepared to put tires in their bonfire and smoke out their own neighbours, the same people who are prepared to lock a leisure centre, close down a leisure centre to protect their bonfire, which has been built on leisure centre grounds, those same people, if you make an appointment with them and you send round a council van, they'll actually assist in the removal of the offending materials. It doesn't add up.
Well, that's what was agreed at the bonfire that was targeted yesterday. That's the approach that was agreed, and the council chose not to do that. And again, why does it not add up? It only doesn't add up if you look at it through the prism of the dehumanisation of these young people, that they are some kind of wild animals. That is not the case. These people are being misrepresented in the media. They're angry young people. Do they always express their culture in the most positive manner? No, they don't. And that requires work, and that requires education, and that requires diversion activities for the young people. But these young lads are angry. They feel as if their culture is under attack, and quite often these things are what they essentially are is they are an act of defiance, a way in their mind to hit back, a misguided way, but a way to hit back against what they feel is a continuous attack on their community and on them, and the constant dehumanisation of them, and the language that's used around them, as they say, as if they're some kind of wild animals that you couldn't go and speak to them and have the tires lifted. That's just quite simply not true. And I think these young people need help, they need assistance, and they need people to do all they can to give them opportunities and to help them.
Now, I know Portadown isn't your bailiwick, but it is part of Northern Ireland, and elderly and infirm people are being advised to move to Armagh City Youth Hostel for a couple of nights, starting at 4:30 p.m. on the 10th of July, because, quote, we are writing to advise you that although the bonfire adjacent to your property is located on council-owned property, the council have written to advise us that the construction of the bonfire has not been organised and is not being managed by the council, and the activity has been undertaken without permission, authority or consent of the council. And it goes on to say there is a risk of serious health damage and serious risk to your property. We advise you to move to this youth hostel. Now, there's a picture of the bonfire towering against the flats. Surely the like of that has to be condemned.
Well, look, I don't live in Portadown.
I know, but you don't live in East Belfast either, Jamie. You know, you can speak for loyalism.
I can speak for the bonfires in East Belfast because I've been asked to do so by those 13 bonfires as part of the cultural collective group. I haven't been asked to speak on behalf of any bonfires in Portadown. I'm not aware of the circumstances of that. On a general point, Do I think that it's helpful that people within our own community would have to move out of their homes? Well, no, I absolutely do not, and I think that should be avoided at all costs, because ultimately we want bonfires to be, when I say we, I mean lawyers and corporately should want bonfires to be a celebration of unionist culture that can enjoy the support of the entire unionist community. And I think if members of our own community are being alienated or their property is being placed at risk, then I don't think that is positive. But as I say, I don't live in Portadown. I'm not particularly aware of this situation. I was up some 6:45 yesterday and spent my entire day in relation to two bonfires in East Belfast. So all I actually know about this Portadown incident is something I briefly read on the Sunday night. So beyond that, I don't know a whole lot about it.
Yeah, but you make it sound like as if it's 100 miles away. The reality is it's as close to you as East Belfast is, because you're a man from way down in the heart of County Down.
Donaghadee to Portadown is as close as Donaghadee to East Belfast.
Well, if you were judging it on smoke coming towards you from a pollutant bonfire.
Oh, right. I see. Well, as I already made the point to you, I've been asked to speak on behalf of those particular 13 bonfires in the Cultural Collective. Nobody has asked me to speak on behalf of bonfires in Portadown, so I would not presume to do so. It's not my place. And what I would say is that to people in Portadown, I would encourage them to speak for themselves and to come out and to put their argument across. I think if you're going to celebrate your culture in a particular way, then I think you should be able to articulate that, explain that, and stand over that in the public domain. So I would encourage those people to identify a spokesperson themselves in their own particular community and put that spokesperson forward to address any issues or concerns that people may have.
Okay, Jamie Bryson, thank you very much indeed. We're heading towards the news now.